Cape Talk. Fabulous life.
Now it's almost time to pack your bags and direct yourself to Darling for a weekend experience quite unlike any other festival. The 14th annual Voorkamerfest is back, taking place from the 6th to the 8th of September, once again promising audiences an array of diverse surprises. And I'm saying that deliberately because, of course, this is the festival where you don't actually know who or what you're going to be seeing. That's the whole beauty of it. To tell us more, delighted to welcome in studio Tasha St. John Reid, who is the festival coordinator and producer. Lovely to have you with us, and thanks for driving all the way through from Darling.
Thank you very much, Pippa. It's wonderful to be back here again in studio.
I say for those, it's a mixed bag of surprises. For those who've never been before, we need to explain what I mean by that. You literally come to the festival not being entirely sure who you're going to see.
Exactly. We do release the artists on our website closer to the time. It's still very much a secret at the moment because we've got some incredible surprises up our sleeve.
Ooh.
And something for you to look forward to. But yes, for those of you who have never been to the Voorkamerfest, we are waiting to take you on a magic carpet ride. It is a taxi ride that you take throughout Darling. You pick up your ticket at Evita Superon in the middle of town, and you get onto a taxi. We employ taxis for the weekend, and you have a color-coded ticket, takes you to a color-coded venue. It's all got to do with colors, very spring-bound. And you get to watch anything from magic to drama, classical, all the genres of music, and any performance art, really. It could be a poet, it could be somebody standing on their head doing acrobatics, however they fit into a resident's home. Residents literally volunteer their homes, their front rooms for the whole weekend for an audience of up to 300 people over the whole weekend, because the audiences are very small. So only 25 packs at a time is what your artist will be performing to.
So it's an incredibly intimate experience.
Intimate, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I love this concept where you said the Voorkamer, the front room that is opened up, can be anything from a grand furnished Voorkamer of a beautiful old Cape Dutch house to somebody's front room in a very modest RDP home, literally, and anything in between.
It has happened before where depending on what the performer has produced in the venue, the venue owners have said, okay, no, well, we'll take out our lounge furniture, and they've taken their lounge furniture out and made space for the artist, you know, so that they could set up their stage. Likewise for the artists, very much a surprise for them because there's no rehearsals, there's no them coming and checking out their stage. So-called stage. They arrive for lunch. We give them a brief. They have an itinerary, and an hour before the time, they are introduced to their venue owner, who they then spend the whole weekend with. Which is also, it's a weekend of coming together on all sides, really sort of pushing boundaries as well. There's people who've never been on taxis, never stood in line for a taxi. And it's, we've got people from the ages of 7 to the age of 70 that are climbing onto these, taxis, and also communicating with each other, where it's different for if you go to a theater. You buy your ticket, you're very much secluded to yourself, you know, and then you don't talk to the audience member, possibly, depending on your personality.
You're unlikely to talk to the person in the seat next to you. But
in a taxi, you have to. You sing songs, you talk about what you've just seen. So it's three different performances that you go to on one route. So there's four time slots over the whole weekend. You've got Friday at 5 o'clock, Saturday at 12 o'clock, Saturday at 5 o'clock, and then Sunday at 12 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock on the Sunday, we also have a free community concert, which is then for everybody to come to, and you can see like 5 minutes of every artist who's performed over the weekend. Those that don't have other gigs to get to.
Okay. Now, I mean, the caliber of artists ranges from really top professionals to relative novices, up and coming, emerging artists.
Absolutely.
I know friends of mine who went, I think it was last year or the year before. She said, you know, a famous I think it was a Belgian poet walked out and gave a performance piece. And she said she sat there in somebody's, literally in the front room of somebody's RDP house on a plastic chair, listening to a poet of international caliber and status, followed by, you know, a local emerging choir. And she said it was the most incredible experience to have both of those simultaneously within the space of 15
yes.
minutes.
And this is what Four Karma Fest is all yeah. about, is literally the coming together of those artists as well, that they also get to collaborate possibly, that mm-hmm. something could come out after a weekend of these very well-knowns to emerging artists that have come together, found each other, sat and had lunch and breakfast and supper together mm-hmm. the whole weekend. So there's that whole gathering that we rely on, you know, that we yeah. hope that the artists will have an experience as much as what the audience will.
Now, I know you can't tell us all of the artists. You are keeping some secrets up your sleeve, but I can tell you of the list that I have seen so far, the 80s child in me, the heart did a little leap when I saw the name Wendy Oldfield on the list, because I haven't heard or seen Wendy Oldfield perform for a very long time, and she's an extraordinary artist. She's there. Also, my heart sang when I saw poet Sindhiwe Magona as part of the program
Absolutely.
This year. She was on the show with us last year. Absolutely formidable woman. Heal the Hood, who are a hip-hop crew that I know many of our audience will be familiar with, doing amazing work. You've got mentalists. You've got magicians. You've got Celtic music. You've got choral music. There's poetry. There's performance art. Have I missed anything?
That's dancing.
Any
dancing.
Art, dance as well.
Dancing
yeah.
as well, yeah.
So any art form you can imagine will be there on the program in
that
some
That is what
form.
You can to expect. Yes.
Okay. Now, let's talk about booking, because I know we were chatting before we started this interview. You told me you were already about 3/4 full with your ticket booking. So I assume this is something that needs to be booked in advance.
It is preferable, because it just helps us with the format of the festival as well, in terms of dividing everybody into the taxis, into the venues.
Yep.
And so we generally do push that people do the bookings ahead of time, and that is with Quicket. So you just go to the quicket.co.za link, and there's, even for those who are not affair with online bookings, mm-hmm. there is a support line as well.
Okay.
Welcome to pop them a phone call, and the women there are, I mean, all of them are very helpful.
Okay. Final question is around pricing, because it's a very reasonably priced event.
Yeah, on the Friday is 210 Rand for the Friday show, and then for the rest of the weekend, 270. And it works out to less than 100 Rand a show that you get to see.
And that includes your transport between
Everything.
The venues. So
yeah.
all you have to do is get yourself to Darling and get yourself into that queue and wait to catch a taxi.
Absolutely.
Okay. The last thing I have to ask, because I know the audience will want to know, is Peter Dirk still associated with the festival? He's been such a key part of its history.
He is, and yeah. he sends lots of love, and sorry that he couldn't be here. One other thing I did want to just mm-hmm. say that, but just purely the Fugard Theatre, it's thanks to them that we are again able to put on. They were there when with our comeback last year,
yep.
and thank you very much. We're able to do Four Karma again to them and to CACNET, so we're
okay.
just very grateful.
Thank you indeed to the sponsors who make it possible. Tasha St. John Reed is the festival coordinator of the Four Karma Fest. It's happening the weekend of 6 to 8 September, and please do get onto Quicket to book those tickets while they're still available. It sounds like they're going to be gone before August is even over, so don't miss out on the opportunity to visit Darling for this very, very special event. Tasha, thank you so much for coming in to join us today.
Thank you very much for having us.